I'll be blunt. This is an incredibly complex and difficult situation. It is our view that it would not be wise to abruptly change our assistance program. We call on the military to use maximum restraint, responding to protesters, just as we urge all those demonstrating to do so peacefully. We also condemn the explicit calls to violence made by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, we're dumping $1.5 billion into Egypt. And yet, you know what? You spin the wheel of fortune and who knows what you get as far as leadership is concerned there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great break. Maybe three or four longer days off so you had a chance to just take in your family, friends, or rest from your maybe chaotic life. Chaotic is the word for it in Egypt. It's a nightmare is what it is. We're talking about elections now. Again, in 6 months, Egypt's interim president has issued that timetable for this process, supposedly. They're going to amend the country's constitution. They're going to set parliamentary and presidential elections for early 2014. The voice you heard at the top was the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, who's condemning the Muslim Brotherhood, but they were embracing it just a few months ago. So, okay, the experiment with Mohamed Morsi not working out so well, talking about how difficult it is and, oh, it's so complex and they can't turn their back on Egypt. So the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, slams U.S. support of what amounts to a military takeover in Egypt. Anyway, you slice it. Okay, so we don't call it a coup, but it's one step below a coup. This uprising has turned violent. It's turned violent. And if they can talk about this need for reconciliation, but are they going to get any reconciliation? It's a familiar scene, something that we have seen before. And in this country, people care about what's happening in Egypt. How much and how so? Hundreds of people showed up to a Chicago rally against the Egyptian coup, demonstrating outside the Egyptian consulate to protest the overthrow of Mohamed Morsi, Egypt's supposedly first democratically elected president. But he was thrown in jail on July 3rd when the military seized power, installed an interim government. His election last year was big, following the Arab Spring of 2011 that ended Hosni Mubarak, ended his reign. So here we are once again stuck with the bill. And that's what it feels like, doesn't it? We're stuck with $1.5 billion, but what are we getting in between? How many people have been killed? Because there is violence. There is violence in the street. And the answer to that is 51 people died, 435 other people were wounded when the security forces fought the people who were supporting Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood headquarters outside of the headquarters. So the military and the police fired at the protesters when they took a break from holding a vigil at the Republican Guard headquarters to perform their dawn prayers. Oof. Boy, that sounds nasty. 51 dead, over 400 plus injured. Not great. Not good. Think of Egypt in the past and how, sure, it was part of the Middle East and a very, very big part of the Middle East, but the concern over, geez, you think it's going to explode, was the least place you would pick on the map and say, oh, unrest, violence, can't decide who's going to be in charge, elections in 2014. Shocking stuff, actually. Very shocking. So they go from hope, they go from despair to hope to despair, back in the same pit. in the same pit. And if you're a moderate Muslim, you must be a rarity. You must be hiding somewhere. And the weapons that they're using, you know, the weapons that are being used against the Egyptians, there's all kinds of reports and video to sort of back it up that the Muslim Brotherhood, they were throwing kids off rooftops. So this is a scary situation. Even the State Department warns to stay away from Egypt. You think of the pyramids, you think of all the history, and you may have missed out on that history because we'll see how much of that stays intact with what's going on with the people and the big, big protests. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk to Dr. Reg McDonald. You're going to want to pay attention to Reg. And the reason is because he talks about something that we talk about a lot on America Tonight. We go to say, well, what do? We don't feel well. Somebody has Alzheimer's. Somebody has another form of dementia. They're pushing pills on you, and you don't see any mass improvement. Dr. McDaniel says the problem is that there's some of the best remedies, and there is one specifically, is a natural remedy involving aloe vera. So people who are drug pushers from the drug companies, they don't want to hear that. That is a ton of money out there in drugs. It really is. Better soil, growing fruits, sharing crops. No. Otherwise, where do we get the money? From the drug companies. All right, this is big and got lost in the sauce. I want to make sure I bring this up. What's going on with Snowden, the former intelligence worker turned NSA leaker, Ed Snowden, revealed that he was the source of the documents outlining a massive effort by the NSA to track cell phone calls and monitor the emails and internet traffic of pretty much all of us. I guarantee. The bottom line is he took off. He's stuck in a Moscow airport. The U.S. wants him back, but they want to try him. So he's not going back. There's a couple of different options for asylum. One of the three left-leaning pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Princess, and I feel like I haven't done any polls in a long time here in America Tonight. So let's give you one. I just saw this from CNN the other day. Parents, you know, talk about when they have kids. Ooh, what is my son going to become? He seems like he has the qualities to be a doctor or a veterinarian or a photographer or whatever it might be. And you know how they always ask kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Which is so crazy, the question, especially now in the land of entrepreneurs. But nearly two-thirds, 64% of Americans, would not like their children to pursue a political career. So no public service. Compared to 31% who think it would be a good path. What does that show? That's a Gallup poll that was released. That number has been consistent since Gallup began asking about sons and daughters in 93. Those who approve of a career in politics for their kids have fluctuated between 61% and 71%. And I think it's because of Congress and the bitterness. I mean, Congress's approval rating's just above 10%. That's scary. A 10% job approval rating? Not good. So the log jam, the frustrations, the headaches, that's what you see and you think, eh. You only get to go around once, so I really want my kid to do that. But there are still some, and maybe I'm being idealistic, people that serve because they want to serve. So they get into politics with the idea that, hey, this is pretty cool. I can affect change. I can get more parks. I can do something to help the future of education. In my community, I can do X, Y, Z. And then, especially on the national level, then they get to Washington, D.C., and they realize, oh, it's not really that way. And I think that's the thing. If we're so soured on Congress with a putrid 10% approval rating, that'd be like you and I getting job reviews, and they tell us, yeah, you're pretty much getting a D. Yeah, you're not doing so good. Going in your personnel file. That's not good. 10% is awful. So if that's how so many of us feel about Congress and feel about what's happening with moving bills forward and creating new laws and helping, well, that's not good. That means that, of course, who would want their kids to do that when you're frustrated by the process? That's why when I started doing America Tonight, just to re-rack for a second, I can remember the first time I signed on and I said, I don't care if you're right of right or left of left or somewhere in between. Just have an opinion, for goodness sake, because this is your country. And that I hope that someday we'd have a really legitimate, solid third party. Because the two-party system right now is so jammed that maybe that's what it's going to take. Maybe. The Amtrak passengers who were stuck for 13 hours weren't thinking about politics. I guarantee it. We did a little mini survey. Hey, what'd you do in those 13 hours? They're not going to say that. And this is what's so weird. So 13 hours behind schedule, they were stranded a half a day, just 2 miles from a train station, by the way. Miami Silver Star train departed from New York on Sunday. 261 passengers, supposed to arrive after 5 o'clock in the evening in Richmond, Virginia. It got there Monday around 6:45. The dining car had axle problems that disabled the train 2 miles north of the road that was the downslope into the train station in Richmond. Happened around 5:30 on Sunday, so you can imagine. You know, the dining car, they couldn't move it, cut it, or any of that kind of stuff because of the axle problems. So the train was between stops. Safely removing the passengers or arranging other transportation was too much of a problem. Oh, that's awful. Oh, you're on a train and you're stuck for all that time. So they did let people move around. They did have food. They did have water. They did have bathrooms. They did have heating and air conditioning and all that. But it had to be frustrating. Especially, you know, the trains on these long distance hauls, they're trying to push that to people as the cheaper, more exciting alternative to flying on a plane. That's not going to make anyone want to take a train. If I'm stranded, though, think of the things. If I'm stranded on a bus, if I'm stranded on a plane, if I'm stranded in a couple of other things I can think about, I would say that probably that's the best thing to be stranded on. Stranded on a boat in the middle of nowhere. Carnival Cruise, we're floating away. We hope to make dock sometime. I'm going to say that I would take the train over any of those options. Would you take the train over those options? You have no choice. You have to get on one. One of them is going to stop. You don't know which one. What would be the least frustrating? That's the one I would get on, and that would be the train. Because a bus, ugh, you'd start to feel claustrophobic after a while. And it's a long ride, no doubt. But at least there's some space and there's food and all the things that I mentioned. There's air. That's the problem with the cruise ships. You get stuck on the cruise ships and you're this floating barge with no running water or very little and no facilities. Ugh, the worst. And you're sleeping on the deck. It's not the time to have a slumber party. And then what does a company do when you're stranded? They just give you vouchers. So these people got vouchers. Oh, you want to come and do the train thing with us again? We got you covered. That is long. Oh, that's a long time to be. It is a long time to be stuck. But of all the things that I mentioned, I would take that. I'd take that over being stuck on the Ferris wheel. You know when they say that somebody got stuck? We had to take passengers off of an upside down roller coaster. Ooh. That would be a nightmare. Especially if you were in a car that was sort of, you know how they're spinning around and it was spinning in one direction. By the time they get you and they have to be so careful because you can't fly off while they're trying to rescue you. That might be the worst. I would say being stuck on a ride high up in the air. Because by the time they get there and scramble and everything else, by then you're probably scared out of your wits end. You're just in this little metal cage. And if it goes, you go, especially if you're higher up. Oof. So I'm still, however, going for, there's no question, still going for Amtrak. That would be the best way. Best way. This was a surprise story, and we don't know much about it. I mentioned it before, but Tresa Hines-Carey is in critical condition at a hospital. They say she suffered a grand mal seizure. They don't know how. An electrical storm, basically, in the brain is the best way to talk about it. And so that's what led to the critical condition. They flew her to Boston for medical treatments after being taken by an ambulance from Nantucket to a hospital on Sunday. She had to be intubated. You know how they intubate you? She had to be intubated. And it's kind of touchy. A grand mal seizure is the most serious type, one that can involve the entire body and typically causes the person who gets one to lose consciousness. Oof. That sounds like something you don't want to get. I've heard people talk about them before, but everybody's brain is different. How it reacts is different. But I think that description is pretty scary, pretty scary. I mentioned him at the top. Dr. Reg is coming by to talk about food and Alzheimer's and dementia and how that really can make a difference. And the pharmaceuticals are just kind of placating the symptoms, helping someone, but not doing much to fight the battle. And apparently the battle that's happening is actually one that could help some of you who might have friends, parents who suffer from Alzheimer's. Is there a natural cure or a help for the people who develop this really, really rough disease? Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Very, very thrilled to welcome to the show Dr. Reg McDaniel. He is the founder and director of research for the Fisher Institute for Medical Research. And it's interesting, some of the things that are being worked on that the doctor and I actually had a quick conversation about on the air that I think will completely, I really believe, blow some of your minds, some of the things that are happening, including what's going on with dementia. And I had an aunt who had dementia, a great aunt, and it was such a rough thing for the family. And it seemed like we had absolutely no hope whatsoever. But, Doc, you say there actually is hope, but it's a question of operating in the right direction when it comes to this disease, because it's a disease. Explain a little bit about a study using nutrition and what a difference that made.
Well, the main thing I would like to establish, this is not a new idea. The fact is, Exodus 129, which is about 5,000 years plus, part of the Torah, 129 says, "And behold, I give you the herbs and seed-bearing fruits. For you it shall be meat," King James translation. And I have made more presentations to Seventh-day Adventist churches than any other group. And they kind of hang up upon that meat, so I've gone to Hebrew scholars that study the oldest Torahs. And they say that's a good image and poetry, but the original would be more like, "For you it shall be sustenance." That's a broader term from over 5,000 years ago. And it was very difficult for me to accept this, having gone to medical school and basically by example, never by word, taught that there are three gods of healing, surgery, radiation, and drugs.
Mm.
There's a little asterisk up there, and if you go down to the bottom of the page, and it says, and there shall be no other gods before thee. Boy, did I find that out, because back in the 1980s, in a search of trying to make a new drug for some investors here in North Texas, the aloe vera plants, it can be documented to have been used to support good health for over 5,000 years in various societies, and we were trying to make a drug from the active ingredient in aloe. Well, we found out it was chains of sugars, mannose sugars, not even a sweet sugar. There are over 200 sugars in nature, and not all of them are sweet, but that's based on its structure. And it was just incredible, all the benefits that came from this, and it was about 2 years before a major review article was published in Annual Reviews of Biochemistry to show that this molecule, when you're making glycoproteins and glycolipids, which in shorthand is saying all the structure function molecules that make up the body and carry on the biochemistry of life, you need 9 molecules of this sugar to make an important domain on all the glycoproteins and glycolipids. And this is so important in our diet because tons of this mannose are raised in the grain fields and rice paddies from down on the Gulf Coast up to Canada. But when you make white rice and white flour, you strip this molecule out of the food chain.
Mm.
When we put this back in from the aloe plant in a concentrated dietary supplement, we had patients, parents, doctors, nurses saying, "That's a miracle what happened." Well, I went around and have over 3 million miles of frequent flyer miles from American Airlines alone, tell them in straight Texan, it ain't no miracle. It's a restoration into the food chain, an important, vital sugar that's needed in the synthesis of all the structure function molecules that carry on the biochemistry of life. And in 1988, I saw in my office the first patient with Alzheimer's respond to this improved nutrition as a dietary supplement. It was kind of an accident, and it's a little involved. But then again, in about 1994, I saw the second one, and I got to interview this guy who had been mute and wandering around with detached mental capacities. And it was interesting to interview someone that was back from what I call the living dead, because he said, "I was so angry. First, they took my home away from me and all my possessions and my wife and everything I had. I thought I was in a Japanese prison camp back in World War II."
Mm-hmm.
And he was angry over it because it was unjust. He had done nothing to warrant this response. And it's interesting also that Alzheimer's patients frequently are given the drug Haldol to quieten them down because
right.
they bite, raise a lot of cane. Now you can understand why. In fact, before Alzheimer's, it was called dementia pugilistica.
Mm.
And it takes a long time from the 1980s to publishing a paper in January, February issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease that at the Miami Miller School of Medicine, that a study was done in cooperation with the Miami Jewish Health Service that has a facility with over 350 dementia patients at any one time. And, of course, at that age, they come in one side of the building and they go out permanently the other side. But they've been doing studies for drug companies for decades. And they said to me very excitedly, and also to the lead author, Dr. John Lewis, that all their previous studies had been, does this drug slow the progression of dementia? He says, we never had anybody improve, but we evaluated the first six patients that were to be in a 30-patient study, and all six of them had improved memory and cognition. That we don't know what to think. Well, they were outliers, and only 46% of the patients in the study improved memory and cognition, but that's a major progression.
And so what's been the reaction, Doc, to that then? Because that's amazing. I mean, you're saying 46%.
Yes,
that's huge.
You would think that somehow the media would pick up on this, but it hasn't really happened. I don't really know why, and I hope, talking to you, that because there's about 5 million families in the United States that have a family member, a loved one with dementia.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
Alzheimer's, and there's also a vascular cause, but dementia, that in a regional meeting I attended recently at a local medical school from the Obama administration, who's put an emphasis on doing something about Alzheimer's, people from the government up in the Washington area's message was, well, there's nothing we can do for Alzheimer's patients. What we need to do is put our emphasis on supporting emotionally the loved ones that are losing their family member. Well, this is a message of significant hope, and of course, we're working on trying to increase the percent response rate of getting their memory and cognition back.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody, because I guarantee, and you said it right, you had the statistic, 5 million people with Alzheimer's or some related dementia. If they wanted to find out more about that, because I guarantee we're going to ring some bells here, where can they go? Do you have a website at the Fisher Institute?
Well, I can't. There are certain. I was so involved in this study and put the formulation together of nutrients that were used that I'm limited on what I can say. I'm sorry, because of FDA rules and guidelines.
Sure.
But any person can go to Google or Bing and enter allopolymannose. That's A-L-O. Poly, P-O-L-Y-M-A-N-N-O-S-E, and they'll get the first page is just loaded with all the information you might want to know about this study. There's also an abstract there and an interview with Dr. John Lewis, the lead author on this paper that was published.
Yeah, that you mentioned. Absolutely. I encourage people to go and do that, because, you know, if we're talking about treating people in a much different way and getting well, I mean, to me, that would be the objective, because you struggle as a loved one, but you certainly, if there was a way to help your Alzheimer riddled parent or other relative, you would want to try it. And I think people are open to trying things for sure. Dr. Reg McDaniel, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, I want to emphasize again, this is a nutrition, and that over 2 million British sailors died from a fatal disease called scurvy until Dr. James Lynn found out you could give lemon, limes, and oranges and prevent and reverse that lethal disease. This is just something along the same line of approach. The biochemistry of life is run on the molecules of what we eat and drink. And many of them are missing in our modern food chain.
That's true. We talk about that a lot on America Tonight. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate the time.
Blessings to everyone.
Thank you.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Very thrilled to welcome to the show David Gartenstein Ross. And boy, he has a lot to say. He is the director, Center for the Study of Terrorist Radicalization, for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'll tell you, I read such an interesting piece that he put together. And let me tell you, he focuses his research on the challenges pretty much that are out there by violent non-state actors, and his studies go deep, deep, deep. So again, we are thrilled to have him on the show. David, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to join you.
All right, so I just want to get your initial reaction when you heard the story about Edward Snowden and all the information that was being culled and the stuff that started to spill out in the Guardian and the Washington Post.
Well, initial reaction is kind of a very narrow category. You have a number of things going on. You have Snowden himself. You have his flight to Hong Kong and his leaving Hong Kong for parts unknown, perhaps, and I think quite likely China. You have on top of that the information itself. On the one hand, a very broad order that the NSA got from the FISA Surveillance Court, which is looking into a vast number of phone records for Americans. Then you have two other pieces of information, one of which is the PRISM, which is a program for basically a surveillance program, and then what's called Boundless Informant, a very poorly named program, which is an analytic program that basically enables the government to take part in what most people would call data mining. So there's a lot going on there, and a lot of different thoughts on all of them.
All right, so let's take the top one because he's missing from Hong Kong, supposedly, as you say, probably on a flight to China. So is he going to get asylum in China?
Well, that's an excellent question. The Russian government offered him asylum, which, you know, all of which is very interesting, given that in the first place he is expressing libertarian concerns, justifiable ones, but then goes off to first Hong Kong, which isn't really a bastion of civil liberties, and then, you know, you're looking at both China and Russia as states that are very interested in him. You know, I'm not sure what China will do. It's possible they'd give him asylum. It's possible they would say that they simply can't find him, which would give them much freer rein to deal with him. I can tell you for a fact that the Chinese government is absolutely interested in getting all of the information that they can from Snowden. Absolutely interested in that. In that, you know, he's disclosed information publicly, but he also, knows how all these programs fit together. He also claims to have, snooped around into a lot of substantive material. I do question the extent to which he actually had access to snoop around. I think he's exaggerating his credentials. But all of that constitutes a great deal of information he has about U.S. intelligence programs, which would be of great value to the Chinese. The Chinese, the Chinese government is a fairly devious entity. I think that what I would be concerned about if I were him is not so much the Chinese giving me asylum, but China saying, yeah, we don't know where Snowden is, and meanwhile basically engaging in rendition, keeping him in fairly uncomfortable circumstances for a long period of time and trying to get all the information they can from him through both coercive means and also through providing him a great deal of carrots.
Oh, yeah. Talk about PRISM and just how vast this is and how come we didn't realize this was going on.
Well, PRISM actually is not the part of this that I would consider to be vast. I'd consider the part that's vast to be the FISA court order. The reason why I wouldn't consider PRISM, I do have concerns about PRISM in particular, but we just don't know how widely it's applied. What it is a tool, seemingly, based on reports that have been published, it seems to be a tool that is designed to allow the government to conduct surveillance across a number of platforms. That's something that's unsurprising. We know that the government conducts surveillance. There's no question about that. The question really is the scope of the surveillance. And if, you know, it turns out that this surveillance is taking place, in which they're looking at emails and chat logs and the like, according to properly produced warrants, then very few people would have a problem with that because that's what the government does. It conducts surveillance upon bad actors after getting warrants. The thing that is more problematic from a perspective of surveillance being widespread is the court order that the government got against Verizon, which basically has Verizon give all of what they call the telephonic metadata to the government. What telephonic metadata is, it's not the content of telephone calls that are made, but rather it's the fact that a call is made from a location to another phone for a certain period of time. All that information is metadata that's created by the call, and you can learn a lot from metadata. This is why this this immense collection is problematic, even though it doesn't give rise to the content of communications. Even things like someone calling a suicide hotline or calling a phone number for alcohol treatment or drug treatment, all these things will come out in the metadata. And, there's a lot there that can be embarrassing to people or give rise to blackmail. There's concerns not just to what the government is doing with it now, but the creation of a massive database that also has the potential to really have bad consequences if someone hacks into it or if a foreign government obtains access to it or the like.
There you go. Just a couple of minutes left. In your opinion, as a terrorism expert, does it work in this whole data mining deal here? Is any of this working to uncover would-be bad guys that want to harm us?
Well, I think the answer is yes with a but. I would caveat everything by not just is it working to some extent, but how well is it working and is it really necessary? I have no doubt that having a massive data set can be helpful in trying to track down terrorists and look at patterns. But it's not clear that there is any case in which this massive program of getting all these call logs was necessary to come up with the perpetrator. The case that's been floated publicly is a case involving an individual named Najah Bolazazi. But you know, his name had been given to the U.S. previously by an individual named Brian Milvinius, who'd gone to an al-Qaeda camp and had been captured. So, you know, the government could easily obtain a warrant to conduct surveillance against him. So I think that when you look at the questionable benefit to security, which I don't think is zero, but I don't think it's particularly high, especially when you look at the fact that there are other ways to go about it, then to me that really calls into question the significant privacy implications of this data being gathered.
Yeah, excellent stuff. David, thanks for joining us. We look forward to talking to you in the future. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For sure, this conversation is going to continue as to what happened with the NSA and how many secrets have been dropped out and what's going to happen with Snowden. Ultimately, we know there's going to be some charges here. I'd be stunned if there weren't. I think one of the biggest things that also comes out of this is this misinformation craziness of the contractors has to be a big concern. But, of course, why are they hiring contractors? And the answer is to save money. So they had an emergency, I'll call it an emergency meeting, and I'll call it an interesting meeting on Tuesday, a closed-door meeting with the national Senate leaders, with the National Security Agency chief, and talking about the story about Snowden leaking the details about the U.S. surveillance programs, right? And now they're calling for public hearings. So what kind of oversight have we not gotten? What kind of straight answers are we not getting ultimately? And to me, the thing that needs to be answered is, wow, how can you have federal government programs that are collecting information about millions, maybe even more, of phone calls and internet activities that are going on between Americans, and you have somebody like Snowden in somehow in charge of that or being a piece of that anyway, and then dumping the information? Why isn't that somebody who has massive clearance? And like I said, the answer is because of the numbers, because of the fact that they're hiring contractors because it's cheaper. So it's cheaper to get contract labor. And are they getting this high-level security clearance? Because this is classified information. This is a policy problem here. How do you have somebody in that position that has his hands on the kind of information, that kind of intel? And, you know, are we going to declassify information on the NSA programs? Would that satisfy all of our curiosity? I think they got to blow up the PRISM program, don't you? I think they got to get rid of that sucker. All right, stay with us. We're jumping on the other side of the wall.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.